我们先请念两处的圣经。
Let's turn to two passages in the Bible.
请弟兄姊妹先翻到哥罗西书一章十七节。
Let's turn to Colossians 1:17.
我就念一章十七跟十八。
I'll read Colossians 1:17 and 18.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he might have preeminence.
这个他当然就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The he is our Lord Jesus.
那请注意，最后面他说在凡事上居首位。
And focus on the last phrase. In all things he might have the preeminence.
然后再请看《使徒行传》十一章二十五跟二十六节。
Then let's turn to Acts 11:25 and 26.
这样好了，那个《使徒行传》十一章二十四到二十六节。
Let's read from verse 24 to 26.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心。于是有许多人归服了主，他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们只有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul.And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
弟兄姊妹，这个前面这个段落呢，我也不晓得该怎么形容它的题目。
This first part that I'm speaking, I don't know how to give a title to it.
所以我只想到说，主是千万人中的第一人。
But all I'm saying is the Lord is the fairest of the 10,000.
对，我想我们得救的开头哈，我们得到主的拯救。
When we are saved, when we have the salvation from our Lord.
然后我们得到拯救的一个目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of salvation?
那或是用我刚才借用哥罗西书上讲的，我们被拯救的目的呢，被带到个地步呢，主在我们身上凡事居首位。
Or to use Colossians, it is when we're after we're saved, we're going to be brought to the point where that in all things he has the preeminence.
所以每一件事情呢，他都是第一位。
So in everything he has the first place.
我想也许我们今天也许还没达到那个地步。
Maybe today we haven't reached that point yet.
但记得啊，弟兄姊妹，是我们被拯救了。
But brothers and sisters, we have already been saved.
这是一个开头。
This is a start.
然后呢，主一直一直引导我们呢，到一个情形里面，每一件事情他在我们身上都居首位。
And then the Lord continued to lead us until he has the preeminence over all things.
在教会初期的时候呢，有一位叫做巴拿巴。
At the beginning of the church, there's a brother called Barnabas.
然后那时候他找到一个比他年轻的扫罗，就是保罗。
And he found one who's younger than him, who's called Saul, who's Paul.
他带着他呢去那个安提阿那个教会去服事。
And he brought Paul to the church in Antioch to serve there.
那个安提阿在那个耶路撒冷那个北边。
Antioch is north of Jerusalem.
在小亚细亚那边，土耳其稍微南边一点。
And it's south of Asia Minor.
所以这两个弟兄呢，到了那个安提亚那个地方。
So these two brothers went to Antioch.
他们花了一年的功夫呢，在那边与弟兄姊妹交通，带领他们。
And they used a period of 1 year to assemble with the brothers and sisters there.
所以那个地方的弟兄姊妹呢，有相当程度的这个复兴。
So there's a certain degree of revival among the brothers and sisters there.
然后那个时候呢，弟兄姊妹不是没有自己叫自己基督徒。
And the brothers and sisters there do not call themselves Christian.
是后来呢，外面的人看到这些弟兄姊妹的时候，外面的人叫他们是基督徒。
It is other people from outside who see them and call them Christian.
所以这个基督徒这个名称呢，就是从那个时候开始。
So this name Christian started from them there.
对，所以我想我们今天大家都知道我们是基督徒。
So today we call ourselves Christians.
就是从那个时候来的。
It originated there in Antioch.
基督徒啊，就是基督人的意思，就是 Christ, I-A-N, 基督人的意思。
Christians means Christ man.
为什么外面的人要叫这些弟兄姊妹叫基督徒呢？
Now why do outsiders call them Christians?
因为啊，他们观察到这批人。
Because they observe them.
觉得这批人很不一样。
And they see that they're different.
他们呢，平常的交通呢，主题是耶稣基督。
The topic of their conversation is Christ.
他们唱诗歌的时候呢，主题是耶稣基督。
The songs they sing, the message is Christ.
他们祷告的时候呢，是向着这个耶稣基督祷告。
When they pray to Christ.
他们平常的生活的那个目标跟重心呢，是耶稣基督。
In their daily life, the main thing and their purpose is Christ.
他们碰到什么事情呢，就感谢耶稣基督。
Whenever, whatever the circumstance they're in, they thank Christ.
所以这些人看到这批就是外面人看到这批弟兄姊妹，什么事情都是基督。
So the outsiders, when they observe these brothers and sisters, all they see is Christ.
就笑他们是基督人基督徒。
And so it was in fact kind of derogatory,
就好像一个 nickname,
a nickname for them that they are Christ's men.
但今天但我们今天是这个名称呢，我们感谢主，我们觉得这是一个美好荣耀的名称。
But today we know that this is such a great name, it's a glorious name to be called Christian.
因为我们是属于主的，
Because we belong to our Lord, we belong to Christ.
所以你会发现哈，这个今天我们讲基督徒讲的很容易，对不对？
Now today it's very easy to talk about Christians.
那大家有没有注意到我刚刚提到的是，这些弟兄姊妹呢，是因为有一种光景呢，所以好像被称得上是叫基督徒。
But do you notice that?The brothers and sisters in Antioch were called Christians because of the conditions that they have.
所以弟兄姊妹不要把这个称号或者说把这个 名词想得太随便太简单了。
So we cannot be saying this term in a careless way.
因为当我们别人称我们或者我们自称是基督徒的时候。
Because when others call us Christians or when we call ourselves Christians,
所以我们要注意是不是这位基督呢成为我们生活的中心。
We need to pay attention, is Christ really the center of our everything?
然后基督呢是不是在我们生活上面是优先的那个第一位的人。
Now, is Christ, does Christ have the first place in your life?
其实主在地上的时候，
Now the Lord, when he was here on earth,
但他的优先次序是父神的旨意是最高的这个优先次序。
To him, the priority is the God's will.
但在父神的那个旨意里面呢，他让我们的主呢，把我们这些人放在他心中的第一位。
But in the heart of the Father, he puts us as the first place in Christ's heart.
所以他走在这个地上走十字架道路的时候，
That's why when he was on earth and he was going on the way of the cross,
他心中的第一个目标，
The first purpose in his heart,
就是要成就我们这些基督徒身上的这个救恩。
It is to accomplish salvation for us.
所以既然我们的主在地上把我们放在那么重要的一个地位，
So when the Lord put us in such an important position in His heart,
我们这些蒙拯救的人是否也把他摆在我们的第一位呢？
We who have been saved by Him should put Him as the first place in our heart.
我们再来念几处的圣经哈。
Let's turn to a few more passages.
使徒行传十五章二十四。
Acts 15:24.
使徒行传十五章二十五跟二十六节。
It's Acts 15:25-26.
所以我们同心定意，拣选几个人，差他们同我们所亲爱的巴拿巴和保罗往你们那里去。这二人是为我主耶稣基督的名不顾性命的。
It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以大家先记得一下，就是有后来保罗跟巴拿巴跟保罗这两个人。
So these two persons, Barnabas and Paul,
有一次再次被差派到安提阿的时候。
Again, they were chosen and sent to Antioch.
然后周围这些同工的弟兄们称他们两个人说是为主耶稣的名不顾性命的人。
They were men, who didn't care about their lives for the Lord.
对，我们再读三处哈，诗篇六十三篇第三节。
Psalm 63:3.
诗篇六十三篇第三节。
Psalm 63:3.
很短的一节哈，因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee.
慈爱比生命更好。
Loving kindness is better than life.
我们再请看启示录十二章十一节。
And then Revelation 12:11.
启示录十二章十一节。
Revelation 12:11.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death.
所以请注意啊，有些弟兄能够得胜，因为他们至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And because they loved not their lives unto death.
然后最后这一段我们再念一次，您提出的腓立比书一章二十四节。
And then Philippians 1:24.
腓立比书一章21-24。
Philippians 1:21-24.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I would not. For I am in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless.To abide in the flesh is more needful for you.
好，这个保罗写给腓立比这个基督徒的一封信。
This is a letter written by Paul to the Christians in Philippians.
当这个保罗写信的时候呢，他说我有点心中有点作难。
When Paul wrote this letter, he was torn between two things.
因为他知道说，如果不在这个世界上直接与主见相遇的话，离世与主相遇的话，他知道那个是好的无比的。
Because he knows that to be with Christ is far better.
但是为着弟兄姊妹的缘故呢，他留在这个地上对他们是有好处。
But for the sake of brothers and sisters, he knows that being here on earth is good for them.
所以他心中有一个很大的挣扎。
So he's torn between these two things.
但是他心中实在的一个真实的盼望说，能够与主相见，直接面对面呢，那是好的无比的。
His desire is to be with Christ, which is far better.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这个是 我们要体会保罗的感觉。
So we need to be able to feel what Paul feels.
有时候我们活在这个地上，好像反正就是每天过日子，对不对？
Many times we live our daily life just passing by the day.
我们忙忙碌碌工作学业，有时候也有服事。
We are very busy with school work, and we also serve.
然后我们的心思意念呢，就是总是 focus， 就是在专注在这些事情上面。
And our mind is all focused on this earthly.
因为我们在这个世界上这个生活行走。
Because we're here on earth, we're walking on the earth.
但是保罗那个感觉不一样。
But Paul is different.
他因为哈，他与主亲近的关系。
Because he's very close to the Lord.
他知道说与主同，主与他同在的那个甘甜跟美好。
He knows the beauty of God's presence with him.
在他心里面呢，他实在认定主是那千万人中的第一人。
So in his heart, he really knows that he is the fairest of 10,000.
他是谷中这个山谷里面这一大堆的这些花里面那个独一的那个百合花。
He's the lily of the valley.
所以呢，他觉得在这个地上哈，没有其他可以他可以爱慕的。
So he knows that there's none here on earth. He can love.
所以他心中就很作难。我说，他说，我宁愿把世界上一切东西都丢下呢，都比不上我跟主直接见面。
That's why he's torn. He'd rather leave everything here and be with the Lord face to face.
所以这个在福音书上有一句话，人若赚得全世界，却丧掉自己生命，有什么益处呢？
That's why in the gospel it says, if you gain the whole world but lose your life.What is that?
那个就好像说有一个天平哈。
It's like there's a balance.
天平一边放的是全世界。
On one side is the whole world.
然后一边放的是主，或者说主的生命。
And then the other side is the life of Christ or Christ himself.
所以那个当在主的感觉里面，那个全世界那么大，那么一大堆这个花花绿绿的东西呢，都比不上主的自己。
And to the Lord.Everything, every good thing in the world is not comparable to the Lord Himself.
所以其实在保罗感觉里面就是这样，就是全世界再怎么样，那么多的事情呢，但都比不上他去见主。
And this is the what Paul feels too, that not that everything in the world combined cannot compare with our Lord.
所以当那个诗篇的作者他说，这个慈爱比生命更好。
That's why the psalmist says.Thy loving kindness is better than life.
然后那个保罗巴拿巴跟保罗呢，后来过了一段时间，他们要到被再次派到安提阿去。
So Barnabas and Paul was sent again to Antioch.
那个时候安提阿有一些这个，就是那个时候在弟兄姊妹当中有，就是说有一些异端出来了，有一些不好的教训出来。
This time, there are false doctrine within the brothers, in the midst of brothers and sisters.
所以他们要差派几位弟兄们回到安提阿呢，帮助他们能够把这个真理能够坚固下来。
So they were sent to Antioch, to lay a firm foundation for them.
所以那个时候，他们给这个保罗、巴拿巴一个称呼。
And so they have this title for.Paul and Barnabas.
就是说他们就说这两个弟兄呢是不顾自己性命的。
These two brothers do not care about their own life.
实在是说啊，主的慈爱比我的生命更好。
Because his loving kindness is better than life.
同样在那个启示录刚念的那个地方哈。
And then in the passage in Revelation.
弟兄们能够胜过这个世界这些撒旦这些事情。
The brothers can overcome Satan and the world.
在身上，他们身上有一个特性。
Because there's something very different, a mark in their life.
他们虽至于死呢，也不爱惜性命。
Because they love not their life unto death.
弟兄姊妹，我等下讲几个历史，一点历史的事情。
I'm gonna use a few examples.
这些人呢，其实叫做殉道者。
These people are called martyrs.
我其实跟一些弟兄们有稍微交通过一下。
I have shared this with a few brothers and sisters.
这殉道者其实就是为着主的缘故把自己生命抛弃的这个人叫殉这种人叫殉道者。
Martyrs are those who gave up their life for the Lord.
所以我觉得我自己要注意，就是当我们在讲到殉道者的见证的时候。
So when we talk about the testimony of martyrs,
我希望我们能够讲的人呢，能够配得上这些殉道者的心智。
I really want the one who speaks to be worthy of the heart of these martyrs.
所以今天就是勉励的这样子，我们彼此的勉励啊。
And so I want to encourage each other here.
在那个约翰在那个传福音。
When John was preaching the gospel.
那有一个人叫做伊格纳丢的呢，应该是听了他的福音信主。
There's one called Ignatius who heard.The gospel and believe.
他是那个安提，他是后来成为安提阿的长老。
He later became an elder in Antioch.
所以在那个公元第一世纪、第二世纪、第一世纪跟第二世纪的时候，基督徒当中有很被罗马帝国有很大的逼迫。
In the first and second century, there was great persecution of Christians under the Roman Empire.
所以那个伊格纳丢呢，就受到那个罗马帝国的这个逼迫。
And Ignatius was under that persecution.
所以他们要他用手呢去拿那些火，直接拿火。
They want him to use his hand to hold on to burning.
然后煮沸的油呢就泼到他的身上。
And then they also pour oil on his body.
然后他们用那个钳子呢烧火烧得很红呢去夹他的身体。
And they use a burning like fork.And put it on his body.
那只要他放弃，他说信耶稣。
As long as he's willing to forego his belief on the Lord.
对，到了最后呢，他被送到那个罗马去，被那些野兽呢把他吃掉。
And then because he didn't give up his faith, he was thrown to the wild beasts to be eaten.
然后比伊格纳丢年轻一点呢，有一个叫做波里甲的波里卡。
Cart. And there's a person younger than Ignatius called Polycarp.
对，他们，我想他们都认识约翰。
They all know of John.
波利甲后来成为一个士美拿教会的长老。
He was the elder in the church at Smyrna.
所以他也是服侍主，但是也受到逼迫。
He also ministered to the Lord, and he was also under persecution.
所以当他到八十六岁的时候
，When he was 86 years old.
然后那时候他们要去抓他。
They were gonna catch him.
然后他就第一次的时候他逃脱了到乡下地方去。
First he was able to escape from them.
然后后来他有一次做梦呢，他梦见他那个床铺那边烧火。
Then one time he dreamed that his bed caught fire.
他里面就突然明亮起来，说他的时候到了。
Then he realized that his time is up.
所以这一次呢，他们追到他的时候呢，他没有逃跑，就是他们就那个追兵来的时候，他就很安详在那边等候。
So the second time when they tried to capture him, he was very restful. He didn't run anymore.
所以他跟这些抓他的人说，你们等一下，让我给我一个钟头祷告。
So he told his these people who want him.To let him have an hour of prayer.
对，有的人说他后来祷告了两个钟头。
People said maybe he in fact prayed for 2 hours.
那些抓他人的心中都有点后悔。
And these people were very regretful in their heart.
但是命令难违，所以他们还是把他抓到那些官长的面前。
But they were under the command of their authority, so they still took him.
对，他们把那些要他们要把他烧死。
So they want to burn him.
所以当他们把那些木材呢全部堆在他身上的时候
So when they put all the wood around him and on him
点火之前呢再问他最后一次
And then before they light it up they asked him one more time
他说你现在的话呢你承认你不信的话呢我马上就放你走你安安稳稳过你的晚年
If you say you do not believe we will immediately let you go and then you can have aPeaceful old life.
然后我们弟兄说主耶稣呢，这个引导我给我恩典了八十六年。
But our brother said, the Lord led me and was gracious to me for 86 years.
对，他从来都没有亏待过我。
He never did me wrong.
所以那时候他坚持，所以他那一天呢，他就被烧死。
And so that day he was burned.
所以弟兄姊妹是历史上好多这种例子。
There are so many examples like this in history.
然后有时候我们以为，哎呀，好像是这些长老才可以做得出来。
Maybe we think, oh, because they're elders, so they can do it.
对，我听一个年长弟兄提到那个中国在逼迫的时候很多的见证。
But an elder brother mentioned about when there was persecution in China, there was a lot of testimony.
就在普通的农村里面，这些乡下的这些弟兄姐妹。
In the rural areas, in the villages.
然后有一个十二三岁的小女孩。
There was a child of about 12 or 13 years.
所以村里的干部呢，就说你信耶稣的，你这个就要逼迫他。
The authorities want to persecute this child.
所以把他放在牛车后面，在村里面这个拖来拖去。
So they had an ox cart drag her around in the village.
然后那个赶牛车的那个干部呢，听到他讲了一句话。
And the officer who was on that ox cart heard her say.
他说啊，主啊，赦免他们。
And she said, Lord, forgive them.
那个时候他心里面有被刺到。
That officer, his heart was pierced.
但他硬着心呢，把他拖到死。
But he hardened his heart and just went on until this child passed.
所以这个小女孩呢，这个小姊妹呢，一直到死呢，她都不爱惜她的自己的性命。
So this young sister, you know, she did not love her life until death.
后来她家里面的爸爸妈妈呢，还有她的兄弟，可能有兄弟姐妹，怎么讲？他们是忧伤，没有错。
Now, of course, the parents and the brothers and sisters in her family are grieved by this.
但他们为着这位他们女儿呢，能够为主殉道呢，他们反而心中感谢主。
But they thank the Lord that this child was able to be martyred.
所以他们整个的见证跟表现呢，很不一样。
So their testimony and their reaction was very different.
所以村里面人都看到了，觉得说。 奇怪，他们女儿被拖死成这样子，为什么他们有这种反应呢？
So the villagers were very surprised. How can this be? You know.
所以结果村里面人纷纷都信主了。
And then all of them got saved too.
然后拖死他的那个干部呢，后来也信主。
And even the officer who dragged her to her death also believed.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这。 我讲这些好，希望告诉大家说，我们今天好像没有碰到这些 physical 这些身体上的逼迫。I
tell brothers and sisters about this because even though today we do not encounter this physical persecution，
但我们应该被带到一个情况里面呢，主的慈爱比我的生命更好。But
we need to be brought to a point where truly His loving kindness is better than life.
这个不是巴拿巴跟保罗的专利。
This is not just for Paul and Barnabas.
所以但愿主看我们的时候呢，主能够说这是为着我的缘故不顾性命的人。Hopefully,
when the Lord looks at us, He can say, "This is one who does not care about his life, willing to give his life for me."
其实我这次本来只想提到主是千万人中的第一人。
This time, at first, I was just going to mention about he being the fairest of 10,000.
所以当我寻求的时候，主说，你没有一件事情的话呢，我们没有办法承认他是千万人中第一人。
But without this, we cannot say that he is the fairest of 10,000.
因为很多时候我们感觉主还不是上好。
Because many times we do not think that he is the best.
我不是说我们没有挣扎，我们还会有挣扎。
I'm not saying that we're not going to struggle. We will have struggle.
对，好像好些事情我们在抓住呢，还在挣扎。
It's true. We're still grabbing to things and we're still struggling.
对，但是问题是我们在那边挣扎呢，出不来。
And when we're struggling, we cannot come out.
所以我们需要有一件事情哈，就是要被主得着，并且把一切事情交给主，这个才有可能。
So there's one thing, we need to be apprehended of the Lord, and then we can really say that He is the fears of 10,000.
对，而且我们把那个交给主呢，或者被主得到这个词呢讲的太多了，所以讲的很普通。
We talk a lot about consecration and about being apprehended of the Lord.
我这比较是中文方面，所以我今天要讲说要被主厉害的得着，并且要完全的交给主。
So I want to say that we have to give ourselves wholly to the Lord.
所以我们请看一下大部分很熟的罗马书十二章第一节。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 12:1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
这讲到我们把我们身体，把我们这一切呢，都归给主。
It is saying that we should give our body, our everything to the Lord.
我们再请看出埃及记二十章。
And then let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章跟二十一章这里哈。
20 and 21。
出埃及记二十章这边呢，是讲到把十诫，神把十诫颁布下来。
In Exodus 20, the Lord gave His Ten Commandments.
然后我念一下，这是我们今天后面的 focus 是在二十一章这边。
And I'm gonna read Exodus 21, which is our focus today.
二十一章一到六节。
It's from 21 verses 1 to 6.
那请英文的就自己念一下哈。
So for English reader, you can just read along.
你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样：你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白的出去。他若孤身来，就可以孤身去；他若有妻，他的妻就可以同他出去。他主人若给他妻子，妻子给他生了儿子或女儿，妻子和儿女要归主人，他要独自出去。倘若奴仆明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前，靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。Okay. 所以我刚才请我们弟兄带我们唱那首 Pierce My Ear 那首诗歌。
So I had our brother let us sing that song Pierce My Ears.
那个当神把十诫颁布下来的时候，
After the Lord gave the Ten Commandments，
这个表示说神的标准还有神的这个自己的荣耀呢，把它放在人的面前。
God presents His standard and His glory in front of men。
接下来呢，你会发现在二十章的第二十四节。
And then 21:24。
对，他就说啊，这边提到要献牛羊为燔祭和平安祭。
An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offering and peace offering.
所以我想我今天用新约的这个原则啊，来看这一段圣经。
So I want to use the New Testament idea to look at this verse.
所以当神把那个他的公义的典章那个标准放在人的面前的时候，
When God showed His righteousness before man,
人就惧怕颤抖，要被定罪。
Man is afraid because they have to be judged.
但是感谢主，他成了我们的燔祭。
But the Lord Himself is our burnt offering.
他把主耶稣基督把自己完全的献上，成为我们的救赎。
Our Lord Jesus gave up Himself to save us.
然后他也把那个平安祭带进来。
And also He brought in the peace offering.
叫我们与神能够和好。
That we can be reconciled to God.
这是我们得着的这个恩典。
This is the grace that we received.
然后我刚刚讲那个赐我耳这件事情啊，其实很多弟兄姊妹很熟。
I know you're very familiar with Pierce My Ears.
好像这个一两年前啊，有一次我想要找这段圣经。
I remember one time I want to find this passage.
对，我大概知道在出埃及记这个什么地方这样子。
I know it's in Exodus.
然后我就找来找去，怎么奇怪，怎么会找不到呢？
But I kept not finding it.
然后突然之间我找到了。
And then all of a sudden I found it.
诶，我说怎么这件事情放在这么前面？
And then I was of saying, why is this incident placed in such early part of the book?
因为我一直想的是说，他在好这个很长的这些律法里面的当中的一个段落。中间的一个段落。
Because I thought that it was in the middle of all the laws that were given.
那但是我突然看见说，哦，他是在颁布律法之后呢，神颁布典章里面的第一个。
But I realized that it was given, it was placed right after when the Ten Commandments were given.
所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情讲到我们对主的一个奉献。
Because these things speak of our consecration to the Lord.
所以你会发现啊，与神和好之后呢，第一件事情，我们应该注意到我们的主权已经被转移了。
So after, right after being reconciled with God, our right has already been transferred.
所以以前我们是自己的主，是或是世界王是我们的主。
Before we are our own Lord, or the prince of this world is our Lord.
但今天呢，我们的主人已经换掉了。
But today, our master is a different one.
这应该是我们属灵生命一个很前面，或者说第一个一个重要的经历。
This should be a very early spiritual experience for us.
对，我想我们接着经文提到说，我们要学主的样式。
So today we say we want to imitate Christ.
你会发现主是他有一个情况，就是他把自己当作燔祭完全献上。
We see that our Lord was that burnt offering, offering himself up.
所以我们应该学主他把自己那个献上的那个样子，也把自己当作燔祭完全献上。
So we need to imitate Christ and become the burnt offering.
我们越早呢能够过这个关卡是越好。
The earlier we get over this hump, the better.
在二十一章里面，你会发现有个希伯来人被买来做奴隶、做奴仆。
There was a Hebrew who was bought to be a bond slave.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们这次去默想，好，这个主人是我们的主，这个仆人就是我们这个人。
So let us meditate that this master is our Lord, and this slave is us.
你想想，一个人哈，到了一个程度，要把自己卖成奴隶，这是什么样情况
？Now just imagine what kind of a situation was he in when he sold himself as a slave.
其实照道理讲哈，这个犹太人、这希伯来人呢，应该都有自己的产业。
Actually, every Hebrew would have their own inheritance.
那真的到了一个很落魄的情况呢，他还可以去捡麦穗，或者捡人家田里剩下的东西过活。
And in a dire condition, they still can glean from other people's fields.
但是呢，当一个希伯来要把自己卖成奴隶的时候，你会发现这个人他已经到了山穷水尽的地步。
But when a Hebrew is selling himself, he has come to his end.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是一个，其实我们要知道，主开我们眼睛，叫我们知道我们是走投无路的人。
So may the Lord open our eyes that we are those who do not have any way where to go anymore.
对，很多时候我们用一些比方，我们好像一个即将要溺水的人。
We're those who are drowning.
对，或是说我们在流沙当中要被流沙埋下去的那个人。
We're those who are going to be buried in sinking sand.
有时候我们传福音的时候，我们告诉朋友，其实还没信主的时候，好像一个人。住在一个火烧的房子里。
We are telling friends that they, when we are not believers, we are like those who are living in a burning house.
也许你还在里面看电视，那个还嘻嘻哈哈开 party， 但外面已经的火已经在烧起来了。
Maybe you're in that house partying, watching TV. You're not aware, but that house is burning outside.
对，我们就对，我们就像那个浪子一样的，到了一个情况根本无路可走，到了尽头了。
Or we're like that prodigal.You know, we're at our end.
对，甚至有时候，比方我们好像一个划船的人，瀑布那个悬崖已经到了面前，都还不知道。
Or we're like those rowing on the river, where the cliff is before us, and we're not even aware of it.
但是因着神的怜悯
，But by the mercies of God,
我们这个山穷水尽的人呢，今天被他买赎回来。
But we who are at our ropes and were bought.Back by him.
这个是神的怜悯。
This is the mercy of God.
我们是好像圣经告诉我们说，我们是粪堆跟灰尘当中的人被提拔出来。
we are those who are in the dust and we're lifted out.
对，我想我盼望弟兄姊妹有这种感觉。
May brothers and sisters have this kind of sense of our condition.
如果没有主把我们买赎回来的话，我们的结局就是火湖，就是那个永远的死亡。
If not for the Lord buying us, redeeming us,
就算是我们活在这个地上。
Even though today we live in this world,
我们一生也找不到真正的平安。
We will not find real peace here.
所以这是主的怜悯。
This is the mercy of God.
然后接下来好，这个仆人他就服侍这个主人。
And then this servant, this slave, served his master.
所以大家有没有注意到好，第四节好，这个主人给他的妻子。
Can you focus on this? Verse 4, the master gave him a wife.
这个后来妻子也生了儿子女儿的后代。
And she gave him sons and daughters.
可是呢，这个规定就是说，你服侍六年之后，第七年呢，你可以自由离开。
Now there's a rule here saying that you serve 6 years, in the 7 years you can leave.
如果这个妻子是主人给你的话
，If the wife is given by the master,
你离开的时候，你只能够单独离开。
When you leave, you can only leave alone.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你会不会觉得这个主人有点不近情理
？You think that's kind of unreasonable?
我想啊，这边我们的感觉是说哈，这个妻子儿女呢，是从这个主人来的恩典。
This wife and sons and daughters are the grace of the master.
这个奴隶是被买回来当奴隶的。
This slave was bought to be a slave.
但是这个主人给他妻子。
But the master gave him a wife.
然后。供应，也许我想相信供应他的家
，and also provide for his family，
然后看着他能够有儿女
，and then make sure he can have sons and daughters，
好像在那里经营他的这个一生
，if he's the master is providing for him，
但是呢，当这个人如果他要离开的话
，but if this person wants to leave，
你会发现主没有勉强他。
The Lord will not force him.
但是呢，你离开了主呢，你就离开了主的恩典。
But if he leaves, then he leaves behind the grace of this master.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们回到主的家中的时候呢
，So when we are in God's family,
神没有亏待我们的。
The Lord never shortchange us.
他巴不得把那个很丰富的恩典呢，要供应在我们的身上。
He wants to give us abundant grace.
或是说，就像我们刚才波饼聚会，他要把全部的好处呢，通通给我们的。
Or like when our breaking of the bread, we said he gives us every good thing.
对，他是我们的好牧人。
He is our good shepherd.
成为我们一切的供应。
He provides for us.
你需要智慧的时候呢，他是我们的智慧。
If you want wisdom, he is your wisdom.
你里面觉得饥饿、干渴的时候呢，他是我们的那个滋润。
If you're hungry and thirsty,
当你行走、
nourishment.
疲乏的时候呢，他加添我们的力量。
If you're tired, he's your strength.
当你不晓得前面什么路怎么走的时候呢，他成为我们生命的引导。
You do not know your way, he's your leader.
当我们觉得这个地上都是很短暂的时候。他为我们预备那个天上更美的家乡。
When you feel everything is so temporal here, He provides you with an eternal home.
他在恩典当中呢，为我们经营我们的一生。
In grace, He provides for us.
供应我们一切所需。
Every need He will supply.
但是他要告诉我们说，你如果离了主的话呢，这些恩典就不在。
But if you leave the Lord, all this grace.Gonna be gone.
然后这个仆人在第五节的这他这样说。
And then verse 5, this is what the servant said.
我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去。
I love my master, my wife, and my children. I will not go out free.
我想哈，这个仆人他愿意留下来的一个当中一个原因呢，是因为他爱他的主人。
The one of the reason he wants to stay.Is because he loved his master.
我实在很难找到这个 我们常见先用过一个例子，但 我想不出来什么更好的例子。
I remember Brother Tang Jian gave us this example, and I cannot find a better one.
对，所以他提到说有一个西国的这个基督徒的姊妹呢，到了中国。
He shared that there's a Western a sister, she went to China.
那他想要，当然他是想要去传福音的。
She was there, of course, to preach the gospel there.
但是一些环境的这个限制啊，这个政府这些限制呢，他工作没有什么成效。
But because of all the government restrictions, her work was very limited.
所以她住在那个就租的地方，住在那边呢，好像也不晓得该怎么往前走。
So she was there renting a place there, but do not know what's next for her.
那有一天很早的时候，大概五点左右的时候，门铃响。
One day at about 5 in the morning, the doorbell rang.
哎，她一响，她去开门，门外没有人。
Then she opened the door, but didn't find anybody there.
但是往地上一看呢，一个弃婴。
But then when she looked down, there was a disabled baby there.
然后一看这个弃婴呢，是个残疾的。
And it's a baby who is disabled, handicapped.
对，所以她突然之间想说，哇，主啊，怎么办？
And then she said, Lord, what am I going to do?
我可以不把他抱起来，他就让他自生自灭就算了。
I can just ignore this baby and let it be.
因为我如果这样的话，我对他其实我其实没有对他有必要的责任。
Because I do not really have a responsibility towards this baby.
但是我如果把他抱起来的话呢，我就要负起他一生的责任。
But if I pick this baby up and help this baby, then I am responsible for this baby's whole life.
所以她心中挣扎很久，在那边祷告挣扎该怎么办。
So she struggled for a long time and prayed and asked the Lord what to do.
那最后呢，主还是给她够用的恩典呢，她把她抱起来。
And the Lord gave her sufficient grace to pick up this baby.
当她抱起来的时候呢，她知道说她要 commit 她的自己呢，为了这个孩子。
This action means she has to commit herself to this baby.
结果没有想到有一就有二。
Then there's one, of course there's two follows.
有二就有三。
And two, three follows two.
周遭的人一看，哇，这边有一个 很有善心的这个女士呢，她能够收留这些残疾的婴孩。
And then people around her saw that this is a loving person that she was able to take this baby.
对，没有想到她就慢慢在家中呢，就供养了这些呆子啊，或是肢体上有残障的啊，这些有障碍的这些孩子们。
And then slowly she has more and more of these children who are disabled or retarded and take care of this.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这个例子其实我们应该跟我们主连在一起。
We need to look at this example and relate it to our Lord.
我们就是那个残疾的。
We are those who are handicapped or retarded.
如果主不抱起来的话，主对我们没有责任。
If the Lord did not pick us up, He is not responsible for us.
但是他因着爱的缘故呢，他把我们一抱起来。
But it is out of love that He picked us up.
一抱起来呢，他就负我们一生的责任。
And when He carried us, He is responsible for everything for us.
在那个诗篇二十二篇哈。
In Psalm 22,
他一开始的时候他就说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
It says, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
所以那整个诗篇二十二篇呢，是大卫突然给他一个感，神给他一个感觉啊，经历了一个十字架的经历。
And so in Psalm 22, the God revealed to David the experience on the cross.
所以他有一个十字架，主钉十字架的一个感觉。
He has this sense of the Lord's crucifixion.
我今天可能没有时间仔细念哈。
Maybe I don't have time to go over it.
他里面有一句话，他这样说啊，但我是虫，不是人。
And there is a phrase there that says, "But I am a worm and not a man."
对，他感觉。他有一个十字架被钉的感觉的时候，他突然有一句话，他说：“我是虫，不是人。”
He has this sense on the cross. He was but a worm and not a man.
虽然一方面我们的主被钉十字架的时候呢，人把他当作虫一样，这是没有错。
Man regarded our Lord as just a worm.
那但是这个虫呢，其实是一个特别的虫。
But this worm is a special kind of worm.
这个虫呢，它的那个身体里面的体液呢是红色。
It can secrete a crimson thing out of itself.
对，所以那个那时候以色列人是把这个虫这个压榨之后呢，把它当做红色的染料。
In the old days, the Israelites will press on this worm so that they can get that crimson color to use it as a dye.
啊，这个虫有一种特性，它是住在树上、树干上。
And this worm lives on a particular type of tree.
然后它这个母虫呢，可以生很多的小虫。
And this mother worm will bear a lot of little worms.
所以他们在这个树上的时候呢，有时候有这个风雨来的时候。
Now on this tree, sometimes there's be storm, you know, with gushing wind and rain.
然后吹大风的时候。
And when the wind is very very strong.
所以在这种情况底下呢，那个母虫呢，为了保护小虫。
For the sake of protecting the little ones.
所以母虫呢，就把小虫那个收集在它的这个腹部的底下呢，保护它们。
The mother worm will gather this little worm under herself.
Yeah. 所以它这样覆庇这些小虫。
In order to protect them.
然后当这个雨啊风的吹得很大的时候。
When the wind is fierce and the rain is hard.
所以那个母虫呢需要很更紧的呢把自己固定在那个树干上。
She need to hang on very firmly to this trunk.
但是那个树干的那个表面很粗糙的，很多那个很粗的东西。
But the trunk is very rough.
所以当它越压紧的时候呢，那些粗糙的东西就开始刺进它的那个身体里面。
So the more she stick onto that trunk, you know, she's pierced by that trunk.
所以风吹得越大呢，那些刺呢就刺得越深。
So the harder the wind, the more she's being pierced.
所以很多时候，当那个暴风雨一过去之后
，and so after that storm，
你会看他们就看见说，在树上面有一点一点许多的红色的那个点，像血一样。
They see this crimson spot on that tree, and it looks like blood on that tree.
也就是说，那个母虫呢，它把自己牺牲了。
And that's because the mother worm has sacrificed herself.
但是她保守了她一切她的儿女的性命。
But she protected the lives of those little worms.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这个仆人有感觉，他跟主人是一个爱的关系。
So this slave has this love relationship with the master.
所以当我们想到说，我们原本是一个好像无路可走的人。
So when we think of ourselves as having nowhere else to go,
当我们看见主在我们身上有何等大的怜悯，
and we see that the Lord has great mercies on us,
然后我们看见主的恩典是没有保留的，
and we see that the Lord did not hold back His grace from us,
我们更看见呢，主的爱是完全舍己的爱，
then we see that His love is really a self-sacrificing love.
然后这个奴仆呢，就一个结论，
and so.The servant here has the conclusion.
他就明明的说，记得这是明明的说，
it,
清楚的说。
It says here, the servant plainly says.
他说我因着爱的缘故呢，我不要自由出去。
He said, I love my master, I will not go free.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，这个奉献呢，归给主的不是一个模糊的事情。
This, when we talk about consecration, giving up yourself, this is not a vague.Murky thing.
但我想我们知道说，也许我们一生都要学奉献的功课，没有错。
Truly, we need to learn consecration our whole life.
但是呢，你会看见有一个感觉哈，就是我清清楚楚的呢，我这一辈子一生呢是给他的。
But we see here a commitment that plainly and clearly, I'm going to give my life to him.
上次那个孙弟兄有提到一个弟兄叫 Moody。
Last time Brother Sun mentioned Brother Moody。
对，以前我觉得这些传道人一定都是跟我一样很瘦这样。
Before I thought all these ministers are skinny like me. Because they labor, so they are probably skinny. But Moody is a big man. He's like 270 pounds. And so a brother commented about him.
他说啊, 穆迪的每一盎司的肉呢, 都是属于主的。
And they said that every ounce of him is for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹啊, 这个仆人呢, 他说他不愿意自由。
This servant here said he's not willing to go free.
所以大家不要误会, 或是说, 这个要这样来看好, 其实不愿意自由呢, 其实在主里面得到真正自由。
Actually, when we say we don't want to go free, we gain the real freedom in the Lord.
当我们把自己的一切主权交出去的时候呢, 其实我们得到真正的自由。
When we give up our rights, then we can really be free.
我们不交的时候呢, 你会发现我可以被情感捆绑。
If we are not willing to give up our rights, we will find ourselves being bondaged by our emotions.
然后我们随着这世界潮流, 每天就想的就是薪水谁高谁低, 要加多少薪, 被这个捆绑。
And then, according to the ways of the world, maybe we think about the salary, highs and lows and all that, and then we're in bondage.
然后我们就想说别人怎么看我的名声好不好, 然后等等,
and then we think about our name and then how people look at us, and we're bondage by that.
一个愿意真正交出主权的人呢, 他其实得到真正自由。
But for one who is willing to give up his rights, he gained real freedom.
然后前一阵子我读到一个见证，但细节我记不得了。
I read about a testimony. The details is not very clear anymore.
对，有一个家庭哈，是他儿子写他爸爸的事情。
There's a family, and this is what the son wrote about his dad.
他们本来住在大陆国内，好像家里不知道是不是做什么生意，很有钱。
They're from mainland. Their family is very rich. They were in business.
但是他父亲的烟瘾很重，烟瘾就抽烟那个东西。
Okay, but the dad is very addicted to smoking.
对，所以那时候很有钱，所以他买的都是最好的牌子的烟，不知道是不是叫骆驼牌。
So they always buy, the dad bought the very best cigarettes, like maybe Camel brand.
对，所以每天抽大概一个月抽个十几包之类的，很多。So
he smoked a lot, maybe a lot in a month, more than 10.
但是当那个政局有点变动的时候，他们移到台湾去。But
there was a change and they had to move to Taiwan.
整个经济情况完全下坡。There
was economic collapse for that family.
但是这个烟瘾没有办法。But
that addiction is still there.
家里的收入又缩得这么少。Now
there's very little to go with in their family.
所以每个月呢，有一点微薄的薪水的时候，爸爸先把二分之一先把它拿出来。So
the dad will take out half of the salary first.
那个要买烟的。Because
that's for the cigarettes.
但因为要抽太多烟了，所以他勉强自己抽比较差的牌子。And
because the money is limited, he went with a lower level brand.
台湾那时候有一个比较差牌，叫宝岛牌，就是比较差的。There's
a lesser brand in Taiwan, so that's the one he bought.
然后他试着要戒烟。And
he tried to get rid of this addiction.
但是没有办法，他一戒呢，身上就发抖，然后整个脾气变得很暴躁。But
he cannot do it because once he stopped, he shakes and then also become very angry.
所以试了好几次呢，没有成功。He
tried many times but failed.
到了一个不得已的情况呢，他再去买那种没有牌的香烟。And
so he had to even go lower and buy the no brand.
就是反正一个白纸，然后放一些烟草就这样抽。
So it's just like a piece of paper with the cigarette thing, and then just do so with that.
好，但是他后来感谢主呢，他父亲后来信主。But
thank the Lord, he found the Lord.
戒了烟。And
was able to stop smoking.
他们全家都不敢相信。And
they couldn't believe that can happen.
他儿子问他爸爸，你怎么戒烟的？
And the son said, Dad, how did you stop smoking?
你以前不是戒不掉吗?
Isn't it that you were not able to do it before?
他父亲说，我也不晓得，我这我信耶稣时候之后呢，就自然就戒掉了。
And the dad said, I really don't know what happened, but after I believe in Jesus, I just stopped.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，一方面我们说我们不愿意自由出去。
On one hand, we said we do not want to go free.
其实我们在主里面脱离了许多的捆绑。
But actually, in the Lord, we are free from a lot of bondage.
同时之间呢，我们在主的旨意的限制底下走这条正路。
And then within the Lord's will, we walk this right way.
弟兄姊妹，我这次读的时候有一点感觉。
And this time when I read this, this is what I sense.
六年之后呢，第七年可以走。
After 6 years, and the 7 years, the person can go away.
在这个六年当中呢，你会觉得主人跟仆人呢，关系没有真正的 settle, 没有真正的安顿下来。
You will have this sense that after this period, the relationship between master and servant is not settled.
主人可能会想说，哎呀，这个现在还不到六年，那六年之后那怎么办呢？
So maybe the master is saying, well, it's not yet 6 years, but after 6 years, then what happened?
那仆人可能也会想。
And same with the servant, he's also thinking the same way.
不是我的主人，到了第七年的话呢，我要走呢，还是要留下来？
Maybe he's saying, okay, I'm serving, and but then on the seventh year, am I gonna stay or am I gonna leave?
好像有一个后门留在那里。
You know, there is like a back door.
有些时候，弟兄那个朋友要信主呢，他说。我信主心里信就好了，留个后门，万一以后又不信。
Some friends said, "Well, I'm gonna believe. I'm gonna believe with my heart, but I'm gonna leave this back door open one time once I don't believe."
这个主人跟仆人在那六年之中呢，好像有一个看不见的后门。
So between the servant and the master, there seems to be this back door that's open.
但是当这个仆人他愿意到城门口把耳朵扎个洞的时候。
But when the servant is willing to get to that doorpost,
这个后门，他们心里面那个后门就关了。
Then that back door is shut.
从当然，也许这个仆人，也许也会有软弱跌倒的时候。
No doubt, maybe there will be times that the servant will be weak and will stumble.
但请记得哈，他那个记号已经在那里。
But remember that mark is already there.
有一次呢，有一个姐妹啊，跑到年长姐妹面前抱怨。
There was once a sister went to an elder brother and complained before him.
她说：“哎呀，那个什么什么弟兄或姊妹怎么样，她就抱怨这些事情。
She was complaining about a brother or sister.
然后那个年长姊妹跟她听了之后呢，就讲了一句话。
And the elder sister, after hearing this, said to her.
你是个已经奉献给主的人了，就没有什么话好讲。
She said to her, "You are one who has already consecrated yourself, so there's nothing else to talk about."
那个姊妹一听之后，对，我是个已经奉献给主的人了，为什么我还在这边争自己的权利呢？
And then this sister said, "Yes, truly, I am a consecrated one. Why am I still here?" Struggling about my right.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我想我时间没有了。但是弟兄姊妹，如果你不愿意奉献
，So brothers and sisters, if you are not willing to consecrate yourself,
我要请心中要考虑。
You need to consider in your heart.
在主的心中，这个是理所当然的事。
In the God's heart, this is a reasonable service.
我们敢自己负自己的责任吗？
Are you willing to take your own responsibility?
我记得这个，我记得 Andrew 年轻时候听过一个吴和熙弟兄讲。
I remember Andrew heard Brother Hosea saying this.
他说，当我们还没有奉献的时候，我们好像拼命用自己的手抓住。
Before we consecrate ourselves, we use our own hands trying to grab the Lord.
但当我们奉献之后呢，主是用他大能的手把我们抓住。
But After we consecrated ourselves, the Lord used His mighty arms holding on to us.
有些弟兄姊妹，你们可能，我们不一定永久会留在灵里收的。
So brothers and sisters, we might not be here forever in Minnesota.
因着毕业，因着工作，我们会到不同的地方。
Maybe because of work or study, you go to another place.
对，但我不晓得明尼苏达可以给各位留下什么东西。
But I don't know what Minnesota can leave with you.
但是请记得，如果你愿意成为那个到城门口带着那个记号的人的话。
But hope you remember, if you're willing to go to the doorpost,
不管到哪里呢，我都觉得有把握。
And you feel wherever you go, there's assurance in you.
如果没有这个记号的话,
without that mark,
就算你去西雅图，我也觉得没有把握。
Even you go to Seattle, you know, I don't have that assurance for you.
所以这个奉献，你会看见主扫描在我们的心里面。
We see that this consecration is the seed in us.
Okay, 所以我最后再讲一点的哈，如果弟兄姊妹你愿意奉献的话，就要全部献上，没有保留。
Lastly, if you are willing to consecrate yourself, then you have to give up your all.
我们到主的面前哈，我们把自己完全敞开在主的面前。
We come to the Lord and lay down everything to the Lord.
然后每一件事情。 放在主的手中,
each and everything put it in his hand.
你会发现这些事情我每一个我都愿意给主。
And you will see that each and every one I'm willing to give it to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是不可能的事情。
This is not impossible.
因为有许多他们发现主的慈爱比他生命更好的人，他能够把每一个都交给主。
Because for those who see that his loving kindness is better than life, you can give everything.
从此之后是一个有记号的人了。
And from then on, you are marked one.
我不是因为有记号就高人一等，绝对不是。
Now, to be a marked one is not to be above other people.
我感谢主在他的怜悯、恩典，在他慈爱里面，在我山穷水尽的时候呢，他把我收留了。
We thank the Lord that because of His mercy, His love, when I am at my rope's end, He appeared to me.
我想愿意弟兄姊妹回去consider这件事情。
May brothers and sisters, when you go home, you consider this.
在这个时代当中啊，主也许要的不是我们在外面有什么轰轰烈烈。
Maybe in this generation, what the Lord wants is not a lot of work or mighty work.
他眼目一直在看。But
His eyes is upon us.
他要找有没有人不爱惜自己心灵。He's
looking for those who love not their life.
他要找有没有人每一件事情呢，他全部都归给他。He's
looking for those that they will give everything to Him.
对不起，我今天。 时间过了，我们有一个结束祷告。
Let's have an ending prayer.
也是我们在这边一同感谢你。Lord,
we thank you.
主啊，不要让我们误解你。May
we not misunderstand you.
啊，我们能够把自己归给你，乃是你极大的恩典和福分。Fact
that we can even consecrate to you is because of your grace and your abundance.
当我们把这个Pierce My Ear的事情陈明在弟兄姊妹面前的时候。
When we lay down this thing about pierce my ear before brothers and sisters,
但愿我们回去把我们的心很真实的坦诚在你的面前。
That we will open our hearts to you when we go home.
主啊，愿意把每一件事情都收取。
May you take each and everything from us.
主啊，一件都不要留下来。
That there's not one thing left.
好叫你得到真正的喜悦。
That you will totally be pleased.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣的名。
We thank you, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.